I hope you have a lovely Tuesday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. And just to remind you that this month's soul gathering is on Sunday at 8:30 on Zoom Irish time. So if you do want to attend this Sunday, do give me a text and let me know if you're going to be able to make it. So today we're going to be looking at how to deal with communication with people that are close to you. So on Friday I was getting you to look at what your communication style was like regarding people that are close to you. Maybe you're able to just kind of say how you feel, maybe you lash out a little bit because they are closest to you, or maybe you find that you do avoid confrontation in general, so you do it with friends, family, even partners. Difficult communication forms part of our life all of the time, and generally it happens when we feel in a situation that the other person isn't really going to take on board what we have to say, perhaps they're not going to agree with us, or perhaps in their communication style they avoid, they deflect, they defend themselves, and they won't just simply sit back and kind of have a conversation about something. This is really, really difficult because these types of situations can cause a lot of stress and anxiety and even panic within yourself, but also what it can cause is your inability then to be able to move on from something or to work through something if the other person is not meeting you halfway. Now, when this happens, as I've said over the last couple of teachings, we're not in control about, you know, how anybody else acts or behaves. Unfortunately, sometimes we'd like to be, but we're not. And I think sometimes in situations particularly like this with communication where we're not in control of the outcome or how things are going to go, it can be very difficult if we're not able to work through it, like I said, or to move on from it. So what do you do when this happens? So I think one of the biggest things here is to look firstly back at Friday and what your own communication style is like. Are you expressing very clearly how you're feeling? Are you dealing with things as they come up? Are you setting boundaries within that relationship? So, for example, going back to last Tuesday's teaching or Wednesday's teaching, I can't remember at this stage, where I was talking about how you communicate to yourself and how you communicate about yourself. So you're going to have to look at the foundations of the communication between you and this person in this situation. Is there a precedent set already where they kind of dictate how things are going to go, kind of overshadow you, overtalk with you, and you kind of just sit back? Is there a situation where you push forward all the time with your communication and you're maybe a little bit OTT, or you're definitely expressing yourself and the other person pulls back? So we've got to see what the baseline, and you're going to, for every relationship maybe that you're having difficulty in your closer relationships, we'll deal with like work colleagues and, you know, maybe acquaintances later on over this month. But for now, it's closer relationships, even with your partner as well, because this is a big one for people. So you've got to, first of all, look at what the language and the communication styles of each of you are. And you also then have to look at what the foundation is like. So what kind of pattern is there? How long has this pattern been there? So for example, with a parent, you'll have one type of communication style that's probably been there your whole life. And then with a partner, you'll have that communication style. And your own communication styles with your partner may have changed or evolved over years. So you've got to go back through if it has changed, where was it before, how did it get to this point? You've really kind of got to break it down and investigate where these patterns started to become formed, okay? And just because we're doing communication and we're doing it from ourselves doesn't mean that we don't have poor styles of communication either. So we have to obviously take accountability for that too. You know, sometimes we can be annoyed that somebody is more forceful. Sometimes we can be annoyed that somebody avoids, deflects, defends. But perhaps we're not actually standing up in a mature way and dealing with situations as we have to, you know. So difficult communication doesn't always just come from one person. It can be a blend of two. So you have to be realistic that it might not be the case for you, but if it is the case, you have to be realistic in taking responsibility for that. So very simply today, looking at what the foundation is like, looking at when the patterns around maybe the difficult communication started, and how you are affected emotionally by the difficult communication. Where is the communication at this time? Are you in a situation with a partnership where there's no communication, it's broken down, you're arguing too much? Are you in a situation with a family member, for example, that it's the same? Where are the difficulties lying at this moment in time? How do they affect you emotionally? Okay. And then really then looking and saying, What am I bringing to the table in terms of really clearly saying how I'm feeling? A lot of times we're afraid to say what we really feel. And particularly here in Ireland, for those of you who are in Ireland listening to this, it is a very Irish thing that we kind of don't always say how we feel, and feel bad for, you know, actually being honest about things. There's a difference between being honest and being rude. And I think sometimes it's not what we say, it's the delivery of how we say it. So we could say something that might be cutting or hurtful to somebody, but we can say it in a way that comes from a good place. We can explain where we're coming from. We can do it without criticism. We can do it without pointing blame and pointing fingers. And what it does is it opens up a different level or a different way of talking. So you really have to look at how you're communicating what you're trying to say and be honest with yourself. Is your communication clear? Okay, so the only thing we're in control of is our communication. That's all we're in control of. This doesn't mean that you're going to get the response that you want. This doesn't mean that it's going to change things. But what it will mean is that if you are communicating from an honest, compassionate, understanding and truthful place and clear place as well, then you know that you've done everything in your power within a certain relationship. That's all that you can do. So I'd like you to think about that for today. There's a couple of different elements to that. You really have to go back in your relationships and have a look at the patterns, the foundations, kind of when they were set and where things are at the moment, and also how it is affecting you emotionally. So enjoy that, and I look forward to talking to you during the week.